RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD, para la audiencia global en línea.
Radio UNAD, uniendo distancia, transmitiendo desde la zona sur, construyendo comunidad global. Uniendo distancias, un programa académico. Información relacionada con toda la actualidad del Tolima, Huila y Caquetá. Escúchanos. Escúchanos.
Un saludo de bienvenida para nuestros oyentes de la emisora Radio UNAD Virtual que nos escuchan en todo el territorio nacional e internacional mediante el cubrimiento virtual. Uniendo Distancias, un programa académico emitido por la comunidad unadista de la zona sur que comprende los departamentos del Tolima, Huila y Caquetá. Quien les habla, César Mauricio Guerra Romero, comunicador social y periodista de la Universidad Nacional Abierta y a Distancia del CEA de Ibagué.
En un momento retornamos con Uniendo Distancias. Desde Radio UNAD, un espacio para el patrimonio cultural.
¿Es un avión?
¿Es una bala?
¿Es un tren?
No.
Es un ciudadano digital que hace sus trámites, transacciones en línea y mejora sus oportunidades laborales y educación en un solo clic, gracias al uso que hace de la Internet.
En www.ciudadanodigital.org.co.
Los artistas más influyentes de la historia, homenajeados por bandas de distintos géneros.
Si quieres disfrutar de covers y saber más sobre remakes, escucha
Atómico 88, otra forma de decir radio.
Todos los miércoles a partir de las 3 de la tarde, solo por Radio UNAD Virtual.
rv.unad.edu.co.
Esta semana se está celebrando la Semana Virtual del Idioma en la zona sur, cuyo país invitado es Portugal y nuestro escritor, novelista José Saramago es el protagonista. Y Uniendo Distancias hoy quiere celebrarla de una manera muy especial. Todos sabemos que nuestro segundo idioma es el inglés y es por eso que hoy en Uniendo Distancias Académico tenemos a tres amigos muy especiales que hoy dirigirán este programa totalmente en inglés. Espero les guste este programa de hoy, pero no siendo más, damos paso al grupo de la Envil que hoy tiene este programa solo para ustedes, totalmente en inglés. Adelante.
In the galaxy of languages, every word is a star.
Language Week, 22nd to 28th April.
Languages are the most powerful instruments of preserving and developing our tangible and intangible heritage. UNESCO 2013.
Hello everyone, today we're going to be accompanying you to share our very special edition of UNAD's Language Week. Jorge Hugo Hernández, Liliana Álvarez and Fabiola Álvarez will be hosting this radio special.
Language Week at UNAD CEA de Ibagué has been going on since 2011 in order to make an approach to this world celebration to promote linguistic and cultural diversity within languages.
This time, we want to share this space in English, which nowadays is not only the most spoken language in the world, spoken by 3,028 million people around the globe, but also the most used by non-native speakers, people who learned it as a second or third language.
We're going to pay tribute to languages a whole week. However, April the 23rd is the exact day when William Shakespeare was born in 1564 and Miguel de Cervantes died in 1616.
What a coincidence!
Yes, indeed!
Here are some important births that occurred that precise day. 1564, William Shakespeare, English writer and actor. 1855, Marco Fidel Suarez, Colombian writer and politician. 1882, Augusto Dalmar, Chilean poet and writer. 1902, Aldor Laxness, Icelandic writer, Nobel Prize, 1955. 1918, Maurice Druon, French writer, 1923. Abraham Davison, American writer, 1926. James Patrick Dunleavy, American writer, 1929. George Steiner, French writer, 1940. Dietrich Schwantz, German writer, 1972. Pierre Labrie, Canadian poet.
Now, let's have some of the most important deaths. 1616, Miguel Cervantes, Spanish author. 1616, El Inca Garcilaso de la Vega, Peruvian writer. 1616, William Shakespeare, English writer and actor. 1740, Thomas Tickell, English writer. 1825, Friedrich Müller, German poet and writer. 1850, William Wordsworth, English poet. 1889, Jules Barbey d'Urville, French writer. 1915, Rupert Brooke, English poet. 1936, Teresa de la Parra, Venezuelan writer. 1936, Eugenio Noel, Spanish writer. 1941, Karin Boy, Swedish poet and writer. 1981, Joseph Blah, Spanish writer. 1993, Bertus Affies, Dutch writer. 2008, Paul Ehrman, American writer.
Did you know that April the 23rd also pays tribute to two of the most important American singers?
Really?
Yes, Johnny Thunders, American singer, songwriter, and musician, who played in the New York Dolls, and the Heartbreakers and Tommy Morse, American saxophone player and writer, who belonged to the Killers. Here are a couple of songs by these two major exponents. Now we are going to listen to Johnny Thunders. You can put your arms around in memory.
It doesn't pay to try. All the smart boys know why. It doesn't mean I didn't try. I just never know why.
That's a good song. Now, The Killer by Mr. Brightside.
En un momento retornamos con Uniendo Distancias.
¿Es un avión?
¿Es una bala?
¿Es un tren?
No.
Es un ciudadano digital que hace sus trámites, transacciones en línea y mejora sus oportunidades laborales y educación en un solo clic, gracias al uso que hace de la Internet.
En www.ciudadanodigital.org.co.
Salud Global.
Un programa donde su bienestar tiene un espacio.
Escúchenos todos los martes a las 3 p.m. por la radio UNAD Virtual.
Punto de encuentro, donde la academia tiene su lugar. Escúchenos todos los jueves a las 2 de la tarde, solo aquí en Radio UNAD Virtual.
La Coordinación de Medios y Mediaciones Pedagógicas de la UNAD, Zona de Occidente, los invita a escuchar Tango. Cátedra en Tiempos de Tango, RV, para la audiencia global en línea.
Educación para Todos, una producción del programa de comunicación social del SEAD UNAD Pasto, transmitiendo nuestras vivencias para toda la comunidad nacional e internacional. Escúchenos en Radio UNAD Virtual todos los lunes, 2:30 de la tarde. Educación para Todos, donde la academia tiene su espacio.
After listening to those melodies, we'll take you to get to know the life and work of one of the most important writers in the English language, Ernest Hemingway.
Hemingway used to say that all his life he looked at words as he were seeing them for the first time, and it's only in that way that they can take you to unknown places.
For the first time? Unknown places? Certainly. For Hemingway, words are more than just simple objects that construct meaning. Words are the most powerful instrument for human beings and can be found everywhere.
Everywhere, like in the sun?
Yes, the sun and above it. For example, his first novel was called When the Sun Rises.
And that's why today we want to acknowledge a writer whose aim was to put down on paper what he saw and what he felt in the best and simplest way.
Precisely, his first novel was called The Sun Also Rises. It is about a group of American and British expatriates who travel from Paris to the festival of San Fermín in Pamplona, Spain, to watch the running of the bulls and the bullfights.
Interesting! Hemingway began writing the novel in his birthday, July 21st, in 1925, finishing the draft manuscript barely 2 months later in September. The basis for the novel was Hemingway's 1925 trip to Spain. The setting was unique and memorable, showing the discolored cafe life in Paris and the excitement of the Pamplona Festival, with a middle section devoted to description of a finishing trip in the Pyrenees.
Equally unique was Hemingway's unused writing style, combined with his delicate use of description to convey characterizations and action, which became known as the iceberg theory, a writing style that focuses only on events being reported, omitting superfluous and unnecessary matter.
In The Sun Also Rises, Hemingway contrasts Paris with Spain, and the frenzy of the fiesta with the tranquility of the Spanish countryside. Spain was Hemingway's favorite European country.
Recently, Woody Allen has depicted Hemingway's contrast between Paris and Spain in two of his major movies, Vicky Cristina Barcelona and Midnight in Paris. In Vicky Cristina Barcelona, Hemingway was subtly brought up in the peaceful setting's contrast with the emotional characters, while in Midnight in Paris, Hemingway himself plays a part in the movie. Let's listen to a passage from the movie.
No. Oh, well, hi, Mr. Hemingway.
Here,
let me just jump in.
The assignment was to take the hill. There were four of us, five if you count Vicente, but he had lost his hand when a grenade went off and couldn't fight as he could when I first met him. And he was young and brave, and the hill was soggy from days of rain, and it sloped down toward a road, and there were many German soldiers on the road. And the idea was to aim for the first group, and if our aim was true, we could delay them.
Were you scared?
Of what?
Getting killed.
You'll never write well if you fear dying. Do you?
Yeah, I do. I'd say it's probably, might be my greatest fear, actually.
Well, it's something all men before you have done, all men will do.
I know.
Have you ever made love to a truly great woman?
Actually, my fiance is pretty sexy.
And when you make love to her, you feel true and beautiful passion, and you, for at least that moment, lose your fear of death.
No, that doesn't happen.
I believe that love that is true and real creates a respite from death. All cowardice comes from not loving or not loving well, which is the same thing. And when the man who is brave and true looks death squarely in the face, like some rhino hunters I know, or Belmonte, who's truly brave, It is because they love with sufficient passion to push death out of their minds until it returns as it does to all men. And then you must make really good love again. Think about it.
Quite encouraging. Love that is true and real creates a delay from death. All cowardice comes from not loving or not loving well, which is the same thing.
Wow! Those were profoundly honest to us.
Talking about love, honesty and simplicity, there is a song by the Beatles that has to do with The Sun Also Rises and reminds me of Hemingway's uncomplicated style.
I love the Beatles. Tell me if it's a song called Here Comes the Sun.
I was thinking of exactly the same song.
You are totally right. Here you go.
Here comes the sun, I say it's alright. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun.
To conclude our tribute to language, here we leave you some fun facts about English.
The most common vowel in English is E, followed by A.
The most common consonant in English is R, followed by T.
Every syllable in English must have a vowel sound. Not always. Not all syllables have consonants.
Only two English words in current use and in Greek. They are angry and hungry.
The word bookkeeper, along with it associate bookkeeping, is the only unhyphenated English word with three consecutive double letters. Are such words like sweet tooth require a hyphen to be really readable?
The word triskaidekaphobia means extreme fear of the number 13. This superstition is related to paraskevidekatriaphobia, which means fear of the Friday 13.
More English words begin with the letter S than with any other letter.
A preposition is always followed by a noun. For example, noun, proper noun, noun, noun group, gerund.
The word uncopyrightable is the longest English word in normal use that contains no letter more than once.
A sentence that contains all 26 letters of the alphabet is called a pangram.
The following sentence contains all 26 letters of the alphabet. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. This sentence is often used to test typewriters or keyboards.
The only word in English that ends with the letters MT is dreamt, which is a variant spelling of dreamed, as well, of course, as undreamt.
A word formed by joining together parts of existing words is called a blend, or less commonly, a portmanteau word. Many new words enter the English language in this way. Examples are branch, breakfast plus lunch, motel, motor car plus hotel, and estimate, guess plus estimate. Note that blends are not the same as compounds or compound nouns, which form when two whole words join together. For example, website, blackboard, darkroom.
The word alphabet comes from the first two letters of the Greek alphabet, alpha, beta.
The dot over the letter I and the letter J is called a superscript dot.
In normal usage, the hashtag symbol has several names, for example, hash, pound sign, number sign.
In English, the at symbol is usually called the at sign or the at symbol.
If we place a comma before the word and at the end of a list, this is known as an Oxford comma or a serial comma. For example, I drink coffee, comma, tea, comma, and wine, period.
Some words exist only in plural form. For example, glasses, spectacles, binoculars, scissors, chairs, tongues, gallows, trousers, jeans, pants, pyjamas. But note that clothing words often become singular when we use them as modifiers, as in trouser pocket.
The shortest complete sentence in English is the following. I am.
The word checkmate in chess comes from the Persian phrase shahmat, meaning the king is helpless.
Pronounce the combination of in 9 different ways, as in the following sentence, which contains them all. A rough-coated, dough-faced, awful ploughman strode through the streets of Scarborough after falling into slough, hiccough, and hiccough.
The longest English word without a true vowel, A, E, I, O, or U, is rhythm.
The only planet not named after a god is our own, Earth. The others are in order from the Sun, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune.
There are only 4 English words in common use ending in "-dus": hazardous, horrendous, stupendous, and tremendous.
Thank you for listening to us, and we hope you will enjoy this program. A special greeting to RUV, Radio Unad Virtual. And remember, in the galaxy of languages, every word is a star.
Uniendo Distancias, un programa académico. Información relacionada con toda la actualidad del Tolima, Huila y Caquetá. Escúchanos. Escúchanos.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.